smart, and they can see, they know that there's going to be something else following Bitcoin, and they're already looking for it and gearing up for it. So you need to watch, and this is, you know, they're doing all of this behind the scenes, but you need to watch for any movement toward the next iteration, the next generation of a cryptocurrency. And it will probably be a leader like Bitcoin that will break through with a new currency, and you want to be there when that happens. You want to buy Asia, you know, like buying Bitcoin, when did they come out? 10 years ago or so, at least 10 years. People who bought then and held on, well, they're in a really nice position now. Well, the next iteration, you're going to be able to sense that it's coming. The next jump forward with cryptocurrency, you'll be able to feel that it's coming, and you'll be able to see where it's coming from.
So are you saying that the next currency has nothing in there yet?
No, it's worked on behind the scenes. The final form of it, you might say, has not. There's no final form. There are people working on the basis that they know there has to be something else. There has to be something after this. And so they're working in the direction of trying to brainstorm what that is and develop products. Nobody's making this public yet.
So this group of people, is this like the elite, the New World Government, the New World Order, the Illuminati people, or this is like good, this is like the life force?
Well, sometimes he wouldn't call it either. They're wise business people. They're smart people who see that things are changing and they want to be on the front edge of the change. So he wouldn't call it Illuminati or anything else. He would just call them very smart people. No, the change is coming and they want to be there at the front of it.
Yeah,
they want to drive change instead of following the change when that happens. And that's how Bitcoin got started, was the, you know, very smart people saying there's something here that we can do something like this. And it's the same type of movement towards what's next. There's always another product that can be developed. No, this isn't going to happen suddenly. It's going to happen over time. But you'll be able to see it if you just keep your eye open for it. You're saying that's what he's telling you. You just keep your eye open for it and you'll see it.
So are you saying that this new currency will occur in a, like, 3 to 5 years or like 10 years? Are you talking about like long years later, or are you talking about like 2 years from now?
It may start to become available 2 years from now. It may take a little longer than that. It might take a little shorter than that. It all depends on how fast the it depends on the shape of the world financially, and the shape of the world right now financially is pretty bad. But there's money available right now to help prop it up. So it depends on how fast one cryptocurrency has to have a footprint in the con market. or we need, this is when there's a lot of unrest, and that unrest leads to people starting to take back their own power. Now, it's interesting that you have a world that believes that the government's supposed to take care of them, and that's going to change because the government is going to run out of its ability to take care of people. The needs are too great. But you're also seeing that at the level of the people who are coming to a period of another generation. So it's not immediate, but it is coming. There's no way to stop it now.
What currency or just like world currency that is like the for the betterment of the people?
The world currency will be for the betterment of people. The first form of it is already here in the form of the current cryptocurrency. When you see that become recognized at the world level, you will know that it is being developed for the benefit of the people, by the way. But when you see that, you will know that that when it becomes recognized by the world, that's an important turning point. When it starts to be recognized, cryptocurrency is recognized as a legitimate global currency. That's a very big turning point in everything, and you're prepared for it. You already have everything you need to know to be able to see it, and you'll know what to do when you get there. When you get to that point, nothing you need to worry about.
The reason I have the term like the people who are like aware of the new order, they're very concerned about the digital currency that, you know, from the dark force and from the new world order and things like that, and so they're concerned. And there'll be one currency. Are you talking about one currency?
There will be a global currency. And Samir is saying it may be best because the New World Order, he believes there's some group that's calling itself that. They have it all wrong. There will be a new organization of the world. Individuals will stand up and start to help bring forth new ways of doing things. And this New World Order group that's out there, that's what they're calling themselves, they have a role. And they're going to drop away. So you don't pay attention to that.
Okay, that's good. Thank
World Order, but it has nothing to do with this group.
Sorry,
you will be aware that it's emerging, and you will immerse yourself in understanding it. And you it's only been very recently that vaccinations haven't been forced. So this is very common. This is part of your history. So moving back into forcing a vaccination, it's quite probable that they will head that direction. It's not going to be well met by anybody, any more than the school vaccinations are well met by anybody. But it will cause a lot of social unrest where people will start to try to find new ways. So let them try. It will just stimulate things to move faster into a more positive direction. I've actually been around for several years, and so you might call it a less potent form. It has been around, and it will continue to be around. But this pandemic, there are actually a number of people who are contracting the virus, and they are contracting the malformed virus and building antibodies for it. So to require mass vaccination without even knowing whether or not the person has already gone through the virus and has natural antibodies to it is a rather stupid thing to do. But your governments, not just the United States, but other governments, are not known for how smart they are. They just limited rulings that force people into moving in a direction that may not be terribly good for them. Calls him and speaks with him regularly. Happens to be a doctor who's working on a way to immunize people very differently, but getting the same result, that they have the immunity, but it doesn't cause the problems that have been showing up with other vaccinations. I think that's another byproduct of what's happening. Somebody has suddenly said there has to be a different way to do that, and this individual is very close to that breakthrough.
And will they come forward?
Yes, at the right time. He's already in contact with the people, some very powerful people who are going to help bring this forward in a way that it can be approved by the agencies that approve these things. So it's in a works, but of course you know that it moves very slowly. Been going on behind the scenes that most people aren't aware of. There's already a great deal of change, a great deal of unrest, a great deal of change moving through your